This is Melinda Jefferson, your moderator today. We have handpicked the top 10 military bloggers, podcasts, and influencers across the country to interview country music star Trace Adkins. The first question goes to the American Legion Tango Alpha Lima podcast. Given your experiences supporting military service members, how would you approach making it easier for others that don't have a military connection to engage with the veteran community?
Oh, well, I don't know how I could make it any easier. Anybody that is considering connecting, there are lots of ways to do it. A lot of veterans organizations out there that are easily accessible, online or however else you may wish to do it. Anybody that wants to help, they can find ways to do that. I don't know how I could make it any easier other than just to remind people that they ought to try to do something to assist and help out those folks that are making sure that we're all safe. So there are ways to do it. I don't know how I could make it easier.
The second question goes to a United States Air Force military spouse blogger in Oklahoma, Karen Posen. I've read that you've really enjoyed your experience on an aircraft carrier. Since we are the Air Force, what was your favorite Air Force memory?
Well, there have been a few. I think probably doing a corkscrew landing in Mosul was probably one of my Air Force experiences. that was C-130 just doing that corkscrew landing. It was just insane. So that's one that pops to mind.
The third question goes to Airman to Mom podcast, Amanda Huffman. How important is it to continue the tradition of the National Memorial Day concert through a virtual option amid the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, it was just a no-brainer. I think I can speak for everybody involved with this show. This show's been going on, rain or shine, for many years now. And, this current challenge that we're faced with was not going to be one that was going to keep us from doing this show again. And even though we had to do it differently and maintain some separation, we were still able to do the performances and put this show together. And we know how incredibly important it is to remind everybody in this country that, at least on Memorial Day, you just really need to take time to pause and reflect and honor in a very solemn and serious way the people that have paid that price for us. And so this show's going to do that again this year, and I'm proud to be part of it.
The fourth question is for Capital Connect TV host Elaine Espinola. More American heroes have emerged as a result of COVID-19. What message do you have for our healthcare workers on the front lines of this pandemic?
Well, tune into this show on PBS, because a portion of this show is dedicated to those frontline workers, those first responders, and people that are making sure that we're all safe and healthy and fed through this ordeal. And so I'm glad that part of the show is paying tribute to those folks.
The next question is from the 2020 United States Army Military Spouse of the Year, Yvonne Combs. The COVID pandemic has caused many plans and just everyday life to change. What has been your biggest, most noticeable change?
It's hard to not notice that I'm not working, and we're not doing shows, and who knows when that's going to come back. I mean, we'll probably be the last ones to go back to work, and that's cool. I mean, that's you know, what I do for a living is not something that's, you know, I'm not an essential worker, let's put it that way. And what I do is kind of trivial compared to what everybody else is doing. But yeah, that's been the main thing. I haven't been on the bus or on a plane or whatever, you know, going around the country and the world to do what I do. But I've been keeping myself busy and staying healthy, and all my kids and family, everybody's good. So I'm thankful for that.
The National Military Family Association reporter, MJ Boyce, first of all, we love your new song, Better Off, and you've performed many patriotic songs over the years. Which one has spoken to you the most?
Well, I would have to say Arlington, probably. It was just such a, and I've had an opportunity to do that song at Arlington Cemetery, and I can't recall ever a performance that was harder to get through than that one. It was just, you know, the gravity of that moment was appreciated by me, I promise you, and it was very difficult to sing that song in that setting, and I would have to say that song, probably of all the patriotic songs I've done, has moved me the most.
The AMC Owning Up podcast with co-host Moni Jefferson and Flossie Hall, how are you able to stay connected with your fans during this time, and are there any military charities you love to give back to?
We've gone in the studio, actually, and done some kind of a scaled-down stuff and you know, made some videos and posted those. And, you know, we're trying to stay in touch. We're still going in the studio and recording some stuff during this time because we're able to do that safely. And so, you know, we're still doing what we can. As far as the other things, I still work with Wounded Warrior Project. I have since their inception, and I expect to continue to do that. And, of course, I always answer the call when USO comes calling. So, and I don't see that ending either. So I'm going to continue to do what I can. And you know, we have shows on the books every year on basis here stateside, so we'll continue to do that as well.
CAMEL reporter Mark Fletcher's question, CAMEL provides veterans and service members the opportunity to further career in the music industry. The organization has been instrumental in providing music therapy to our military family that has been affected by PTSD and TBI. Your music has been an inspiration to so many, to include our military family. How does that make you feel, Trace?
Well, it's humbling. It's humbling. I have had the opportunity and privilege of performing overseas on several USO tours, and it's the most appreciative audience that I've ever played for, and it's an experience like no other, and I've tried to share that with other entertainers to tell them if you get the chance to do that, you should do it because it's unforgettable, and you will never experience anything like that just doing a regular concert. I mean, you just won't. It's a completely different thing, and so you know, I appreciate that maybe my music has been inspirational to some folks, but it's been my privilege to perform and do those shows.
And finally, from the United States Air Force veteran reporter, Marlene Hall, what are your thoughts on the healing powers of music?
Well, music is, I can't understand people that music is not important in their lives. It's something that touches something in our subconscious that helps us to feel better or to become better connected with whatever emotion it is that we're feeling at the time. Whatever your state, your mental state is, you can find a song that will enhance that and hopefully help you. So, like I said, I don't understand people that music doesn't play an important role in their lives. So now especially, music can be a comfort to us. And it is for me. I know that.
Well, we are thankful and grateful, sir, that you've been able to answer all of our questions. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just a big thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much.
All right.